This is Icon Art Radio. I'm Bill Teeple, and I'm here with my co-host, Alan Cobb. And we're back making all new shows after a bit of respite. We've been busy with all of our other activities. Alan, I will mention, besides being the radio co-host, is the president of Icon, Iowa Contemporary Art. And I'm the director of Icon, Iowa Contemporary Art, and our radio show is produced by Icon. So we thought to, in getting launched again here, we would go over some of the current activities at Icon that I'd like to share with everybody. And Alan can put in his 2 cents worth. We have our big biannual event going on right now, which is our Icon Art Auction. We have art in the gallery. Our exhibit right now is over 100 works of art and more coming in every day. And we opened this show on October 1st, 2012. And it'll continue through November 3rd of 2012. We'll have one more art walk on November 2nd, and on November 3rd, we'll have the final bidding party, which is where all the action is. So come on down to Icon and check out the exhibit. We have probably over, 50, 60 artists and over 100 works of art. And I have to say that it looks like a really well, it's quite diverse, but it's a really high level art show, and it's all donated art. Everything is donated by the artists. 100% of the proceeds from the auction goes to keep the doors of Icon open. And we are a nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit, and our operating expenses are completely supported by community donations. So come out and give to Icon, but get a wonderful work of art at the same time.
I'd just like to interject that not only are our operating expenses covered entirely by donations from generous visitors to the gallery, but in fact, all of our income comes from donations. We don't have any profits from a store. We don't sell anything that's on a profit-making basis. And some people think that because it's an art gallery, we sell the works of art that are on display, and in fact, we don't. So if you see a painting that has a price tag on it, or that you hear about it being sold for $5,000, you can be sure that Icon isn't selling it. And however it is sold, the fact that it's been in the gallery doesn't bring any money to Icon. So we really are supported entirely by donations.
You have to think of Icon as more like a small museum, small community museum, because we show a lot of work that really doesn't move well into someone's home over the couch. It's not a commodity anyway. And by the way, I might mention that if you go in any art gallery in the country, except for maybe some of the hotshot galleries in New York, most of the work that's on the wall priced at $5,000 doesn't sell.
Right.
Occasionally a deep pocket collector walks in and buys a piece, but most art galleries go on heart and love of the art world and being part of the art world and sharing art together with the art community and lovers of art. I will say one other thing, and that's that all of us involved with Icon get paid nothing. That it's all volunteer. Every position, including my own, and I work very hard to pull this off, is a volunteer position. So it's all, we're going on heart here.
Yeah, and I should really also point out that although Bill doesn't get paid, money does change hands. It's just that it changes hands in the wrong direction. Bill not only gets paid nothing, he also covers a lot of the expenses of Icon when we don't get enough donations. And he's put many thousands of dollars into Icon over the years that he'll never see again. So it's an operation that's run by the the joint dedication of its board of directors and the innumerable artists who have decided that it's a good place to show their work and it's a good thing to support, and all the literally hundreds of people around the community who come forward every now and then and dump a little bit of cash on us so we can pay the rent.
But it's the value of the arts in culture, culture in society. If we had not these areas where we communicate on the level of beauty and deeper feelings and are able to have this language of art where we can talk about these things together, we would just have a well-running machine, and that's no life at all. Yeah. So culture is I'm committed to the value of culture in society.
Absolutely. I think Fairfield is a great example of how to recognize what contributes to the local culture, or the what sometimes is just called the quality of life of a community. You know, we've got the incredible Loop Trail, which is just something that almost no place else has, except perhaps certain strikingly picturesque tourist destinations. And we have a whole collection of facilities here and creative people here who are doing things that make it interesting to live here. And that's what makes it worthwhile to move a business here, and that's what makes it worthwhile to continue living here, even though there aren't any mountains and there aren't any huge waterfalls, and the climate sometimes leaves a little something to be desired. But
in some locations, artists are drawn to the beautiful scenery and the lovely climate, that kind of thing. The deep pocket art buyers and stuff. We have none of that. So it's obvious that what stirs our souls and brings artists here and brings people here is this quality of life alone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where else can you have a traveling commercial show? I mean, you know, really broadcast quality kind of show playing on a stage a few blocks away from the town square practically every week, maybe more than once a week. Rustin's been doing an amazing job loading up that theater with performances. And we have Way Off Broadway producing professional level theater, musical theater that runs for a couple of weeks several times a year, with a program for students to come in from theatrical programs all around the country. And these are just a few. The number of filmmakers who are actually making films and doing things with them in Fairfield is quite staggering. And of course, there's Maharishi University of Management a few blocks away, with an entire university full of inspiration and fascinating specialists and creative people.
So we're doing the cheerleading for Fairfield.
So
that's why we're here. I mean, why I'm here. Many people have wanted me to move Icon to Des Moines because it is more the art center of the state and where the collectors are. And I want to be in Fairfield. I don't want to be in Des Moines. Yeah. And we get them down here, and every now and then, the directors of the major museums here in the region have all been to Icon, and everyone knows of Icon all over the state and beyond. So we've made a mark for ourselves. But
and I think we're a recognized focus of attention in the town for anyone outside of Fairfield who is interested in the arts. If they look towards Iowa, they're almost guaranteed to end up hearing about Icon.
Well, really, Icon is our art community connection with the larger art world, you know, the academic art world and the international art world and all of that. So
it's an icon.
You won't find a gallery like Icon in a town of 10,000 people in the Midwest. So it says something about Fairfield, the uniqueness of Fairfield, that we're able to sustain something here. Yeah. So let me just say one thing about the art auction we've got going. You can go on our website, and I will speak up about our website. We Alan and Janet, my wife, who's the vice president of Icon, and our graphic designer have put together a new website, so you should go to www.icon-art.org. icon-art.org. And it's pretty much a newsletter now for us. It's an online newsletter. You can go there at any time and see all of the activities going on at ICON, the coming Thursday night events. We have an event every Thursday night at ICON, a video or a talk or a slideshow. We have a number of special events. We always have different shows and changing shows, and you can see what's going on by coming to the website. But the most interesting thing at the moment is that you can go to icon-art.org and see every work of art that's in our art auction with the minimum bid. You can't bid online, but you can call me on the phone, and the number's right there, and I'll go write your name in under the piece you're interested in. I can tell you what the latest bid is. We've got a lot of really fine art, all in an affordable range. And by the way, the prices on art in art auctions of this nature are usually about half or even more than half off of the retail value. So it's a great way to get some art and help ICON.
What's the cheapest item available?
Oh, right, I think now we have a $25. Oh, you can buy, we're selling posters, ICON posters for $10. That's a nice, And they're quite decorative, and you can put them around your house.
Yeah, those are neat.
With all the ICON artists,
done an amazing job making.
But
posters.
We've got minimum bids starting as low as $25, on up. But we've got a lot of items in that $100 range. So you can get any handmade object by a professional artist for $100 is pretty hard to come by. So come check it out. We've got something for every sensibility. Now, let's see. Something that I don't think I've talked on the radio about, the transition I've made on the mezzanine of ICON. I have been doing ICON now for over a decade. I think we started Gallery 51 East up above the square with the big city openings and big city quality art for Fairfield back in 2002. So, is that right? 2001.
Right. Was it?
It's
late,
over. It's about 11 years we've been doing this thing. Mm-hmm. And then we realized that once it had a big city gallery budget, we had to do something besides just, pump our own money into it. So we turned it into a nonprofit and called it Iowa Contemporary Art, ICON for short. And so I started showing the local artists, and then I started showing regional artists and professors and all the best artists in the region. And I wanted to show something that appealed to the different sensibilities in Fairfield and also give an idea of what is considered to be the finest art of all range of art for our community in Southeast Iowa. I've also had the desire to create a space where I can get a little more personal, where I can talk about my own subjective likes and dislikes, mostly likes. And so I've taken and I've also wanted to make a little bit more art myself. For about 8 years, I'd made no art. And actually, I started in this gig as an artist, not as a teacher or a curator. And I've had these stirrings inside to make a little art again. And actually, in the last couple of years, I've been doing some drawings and putting them in galleries in Des Moines and Milwaukee and different places. I would like to balance out the teaching, the curating, and the making of art. So I've turned the ICON mezzanine into what we call Bill's room. Like a kid might have a room where he has his toys and plays, and does whatever he wants.
It's got a big 66 road sign on the door that says, keep out.
That's right. Well, no, I'll let you in every now and then. But I'm more and more taking custodianship of the mezzanine. And the idea is that it's the three arenas have been somewhat separate, the teaching under Bill Teeple Fine Art and the Bill Teeple Studio, the ICON gallery where I curate, and then making art on my own. But what I'd like to do up in Bill's room is sort of allow those things to become more integrated. In fact, the room as a presentation piece or a performance piece, sharing with the public, because it's right in the middle of a public kind of museum, is to show that an artist's life cannot just be captured in a single snapshot that's the painting on the wall, that it's an entire life. And what and an artist and everyone in life, not only the artist, but everyone is trying to make some kind of connection and have an experience of communion with others. And this is what art is all about. So in my room, I'm going to attempt to have a little bit more of a personal connection with everyone in the context of my entire life. And that includes the curating, the teaching, the making of art, just the things I love. You'll see in there that I have placed my low table on a little platform with a little pillow that I sit on, and I do my drawings kind of Japanese style. And that's a kind of aesthetic, a kind of way of doing that I that says something about my heart and my what I love. So it's sort of sharing the artist's life, the artist as a whole person with the public. And so that's kind of what I, one of the things I'm doing up there. So
that's
I'm
really,
curating.
It's kind of you
yeah, go ahead.
As an in, it's you as an installation.
That's right. That's right. And not that there, I mean, it would be nice if we could actually have, this is idealistic kind of thinking again, this is garden studio stuff, where almost every person could have a little installation that allows his life to be more completely revealed.
Yeah.
To everyone else. And I think we could more deeply appreciate each other if we had this kind of thing.
Well, you know, there's an interesting element here. If you were to accompany Bill down to the basement area under the big gallery, you would experience this startling transition from the curated exhibition to all of the stuff required to keep ICON operating on a physical level, all the cups and glasses and plates and knives and forks for when we have to do a fundraising food presentation of some kind, and stacks of chairs and art magazines and art books for the teaching activities that we do. And of course, the books are available to anyone visiting the gallery if they want to talk to Bill and borrow some. And it's quite an interesting art library. But the thing is, when pictures and sculptures come to a gallery to be displayed, they come in crates and boxes and packages, and they come wrapped in mountains of bubble pack and you know, peanuts and so forth. And all of that stuff has to go somewhere in between shows. And there has to be a place to repackage everything, and there has to be a place to repair things, and you need ladders to get to the lights that are hanging from those elegant, simple track lighting fixtures on the ceiling. So it all adds up to a whole lot of stuff. So you have this sort of two layers, the layer of perfect order for the public to see, to enjoy the art itself. And then you have this underground layer of total chaos where everything that backs that up takes place. And Bill's room, fittingly, is sort of a half step above the gallery, where it's now no longer even a curated exhibition of other people's art. It's Bill curating himself. It's essentially the kind of environment that we would like to have in one variation or another, and this is Bill's version of that perfect place to just go and be with your thoughts and create something of your own. So it's an interesting glimpse. You could look underneath and think, God, Bill really is actually kind of messy. Or you could look at the gallery and think, wow, he really gets interesting things together to display in for a show. But now you can go to the mezzanine and you can see, ah, this is what Bill's really all about. This is what he really likes. These are his personal values, not what he thinks the community would like or what he thinks artists, how artists should be presented. But this is just Bill being Bill without all the encumbrances.
Yeah, said very well.
Oh, thank you.
But I want to make it clear that I am curating up there. That is, I'm putting other people's art on the walls along with my own art. But it's more pieces that I'm attracted to, not so much even wanting to promote that particular artist's personality or who, you know, them as a reputation as an artist, but there are specific pieces that stir me personally, and I'll stick those up there.
So it's sort of an ongoing small-scale Bill's soup.
Right. But it's sort of like something that I need to do at this point. You know, I want to advance things in this more personal direction, because I'd like to see all the whole interface between the artists and the art world and the public be more along this lines. And I think we've probably had a radio show about this idealistic vision of the garden studio, and this is like a step in that direction. Right now, actually, probably till about October 20th, I have my friend's work up there, David T. Hansen, and I'd like to recommend that you stop into the gallery. There won't be any more art walks. It's been up the last two art walks, but if you haven't seen it, his work from the Cloud of Unknowing series is remarkable, and what we've presented, and we once again we've done something a little different up there. We've presented it in a cloisters-like atmosphere. We've turned the lights down, so you almost feel like you're in an Indian temple when you're up there looking at some of these sacred spaces that he's photographed. So I recommend coming and taking a look at that. What else? Do you, anything else you want to put in this area?
Well,
before
I've been sort of ruthlessly promoting Icon.
This is our once every decade Icon show.
This might be the second or third time we've ever really devoted a show to boosting.
I think our first show explained what Icon was, and that was 190 shows ago.
Yeah. We've been on hiatus for quite a while now. So it's good to be back making radio programs. We're probably going to work a little bit on changing the format of the radio show. And we would love to hear from our listeners. If anyone has any requests or any ideas, if there are specific people in the region that you wish we would have interviewed, or if you think you'd be an interesting guest on the show, let us know, because we don't like to spend every show just talking amongst ourselves. We'd much rather introduce something new to the listeners. So get in touch with us. You can.
So do we have on the website where they can send us an email right there?
Yeah, Bill's email is on the website. You can reach me at a@acobb.com. That's the letter a@acobb.com. And you can reach Bill at Bill, funnily enough, at icon-art.org, that URL you've heard so many times.
And we'd love some feedback.
Yeah, we'd love some feedback, good or bad, and we particularly are interested in any ideas you might have as we get ready to shift the focus of the show a little bit. So we hope you'll stop into the gallery and take a look at this auction. Even if you're not thinking of buying any art, I think you'll be very pleased with the collection of material there. It's you know, it's kind of a cross-section of all the artists in the region, from at least as far as Des Moines, if not farther. It's interesting to see how much diversity there is among the artists in this area. It's as though we were right on the outskirts of New York or something. It's surprising.
Well, it's amazing the quality of work that comes out of just the Fairfield artists.
Yeah.
It's a good display of the craft and the concepts that are happening right here in Fairfield.
It's a, what, about 90% Fairfield, I guess.
This one is more Fairfield than the last one, although I'm going to be I've got some Des Moines artists that are sending some work down this week. Mm-hmm. But I do have people from all over. Let me just say one thing before we run out of time here. One of the extensions of doing Bill's Room was that I love music. And Alan has lent me for my room. This is part of my room. I also, because I love music, I like to draw and make work with music going on. And Alan has lent me some audiophile level speakers that are up there. So I thought, let's all get together once a month and listen to some music. So I have put together some playlists. I started this in December, and we've done it almost every month. A playlist, jazz or classical. I did some Renaissance choral. I did a Bach night. A playlist from my record collection. And then a few other artists have done playlists. Alan did a couple of playlists. Ken Dubin did a playlist. So this, if you're listening to this show this week, and it's not being repeated, this Sunday, October 14th, come at 7:30, we'll start the playlist at 8.
That's 2012.
I'm doing jazz again. I'm a fan of jazz. And this is like classic stuff, Cannonball Adderley and Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and few other artists, and so just come up and we'll listen to some music together. But I want to get it started at 8, so try to get there before 8. But I will have some refreshments, free refreshments.
And let me just toss in several of the recent Icon Music Hour Sundays have been fairly elaborate presentations with projected images that sort of go with the music and the names of the program elements on the screen. We feel that that's fun to do now and then, but in fact, it's also fun to just sit around with some friends and listen to music. And I think that's the focus that we're looking forward to this coming Sunday.
All right, so that's a new Icon activity, our music hour.
And thanks for listening, and come and enjoy the auction.
You've been listening to Icon Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.